Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2015. Fire tragedy. A helicopter pilot fighting a fire on the Port Hills in Christchurch was killed yesterday when his aircraft crashed. He is greatly mourned by his family and workmates. But in spite of this accident, other helicopters are continuing to work. Because of smoke and poor visibility, flying helicopters over the fire is very dangerous. But aircraft are important because there is no water on the hills. Fire trucks and water tankers are helping to fight the fire on the ground, but that is not enough. Helicopters carry monsoon buckets full of water from the sea, and fixed-wing planes carry fire retardant chemicals. The fire got very close to the sign of the Kiwi building, which has just been reopened after earthquake repairs. It also got close to the chairlift on the new mountain bike adventure park on the Port Hills. Around midnight, the wind changed, sending the fire down the hill towards Governor's Bay on the Lyttelton Harbour side of the Port Hills. Some people were evacuated from their homes. Many Governor's Bay homes have lost their power. The wind died down this morning, which raised the hope that the fire would soon be controlled. However, at lunchtime, a strong nor'easterly wind meant that the fire started burning strongly again and moved down into the valleys on the Christchurch side of the Port Hills, where there are many houses. More people were told to evacuate their homes. They have gone to shelter at the Hallswell Library or at the Pages Road Marae. There is also worry that the new adventure park could be badly affected. Many people in Christchurch are out on the streets tonight looking up at the hills, watching the huge plume of black smoke. There has been no significant rain for some time in the Christchurch area. The grass on the Port Hills is brown and very dry. On top of that, there was a strong wind yesterday and again this afternoon, which kept the fire going. It is not known how the fire started.